Is your friend helping you? Because that's totally fine as well.
Well, no, she's not helping.
Because I hear voices. Really? I hear voices.
Yeah, I hear voices, too.
Here we go. One hit wonder number four.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
Aww. Oh,
Biz Markie, you got what I need.
Yeah.
But you say
okay, well, just a friend is what we said? Yeah, there you go.
But you say he's just a friend.
Wow. Gandhi almost kicked you to the curb on that one. Remember Biz Markie? He lived right next to the radio station.
Oh, really?
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
On Meadowland Parkway in beautiful Sea Caucus, New Jersey. Oh. All right, so now you have 4 out of 4, or 5 out of 5.
She has 4 out of 4 so far.
All right, here's number 5.
I'm too sexy by,
Google it quickly.
Says Fred? Oh, my God, what's his name?
Yeah, there's a Fred in
there. You're very close.
I know. Wait.
Google, fast,
Have your friend look it up.
Oh, my God, you guys are the worst. something said Fred.
You got the song title God. Right.
Right said Fred. Right.
Hey! Okay. My shirt. Shirt, so sexy.
All right. Wow. Okay. You are mighty impressive. Here is one hit wonder hit number 6.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. What am I? I'm nervous now. See. I like big butts. Bye. Oh my God. I forgot his name.
Mm. Well, you gotta get the title right. Yeah. You're close. Sort of. You have the song.
It's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay.
Okay. What's the name of the song?
Big Butts. I like Big Butts. No.
Ooh.
Oh, Baby Got Back.
Hey. Baby Got Back.
She likes beans and rice.
Elvis, do you remember that he helped us christen?
I'm sorry. Hold on. What's that, Froggy?
He helped us christen Bliss in Seattle when we launched our cruise ship with the Norwegian Cruise Line.
What?
He did.
That's amazing.
That's back before his budget.
Okay.
Wow, okay, so you have 6 out of 6. Let's keep going on One Hit Wonder Day. This is One Hit Wonder number 7. What a great song.
Jump Around, House of Pain.
There you go. So get out of your seat and jump around. That may be the one we have to play. Jump around, jump up, good time. All right, here is One Hit Wonder number 8.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
Pretty much gave it away
the
there.
Answer, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, there's mess up.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. So what song is that?
Yeah. It's Barbie Girl by Aqua.
There you go.
Hi, Barbie.
That's the best song, and they weren't One Hit Wonders. They had fantastic albums. I'm sorry, you
no,
did wrong.
Were not, did, yeah.
That was my jam in elementary school.
Thank you. My jam every day.
Danielle, so sad. All right, you're doing really well. Okay, here we go. One Hit Wonder number 9.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm thinking of the song. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Crazy by. Oh my gosh. What's his name? He's on The Voice. Norris Barkley.
Yeah.
Great song.
Make me crazy.
I got one more to go, and if you get this one, it's a total sweep.
Yeah,
no matter how you got him, you got him. Here we go. You got to get this one. Very important, Nicole. This is One Hit Wonder number 10.
I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I used to know by Coyote.
Okay.
The ballpark.
Did I say it wrong?
You're ballparking.
The name of the song was slightly off, and the artist was slightly off. You can get this. It's not someone that I used to know.
It's
but it's
used
yeah.
to, is it used to know?
No.
Oh.
Hmm. You are being very, very anal retentive about this,
she
Gandhi.
She's got 9 out of 10. She's gonna be
somebody that I used to know.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
By who?
I thought I said that. Sorry.
Who's it by though?
I thought it was guy. I don't know how to say it. Coyote?
Gautier?
Gautier.
Yay!
There you go. does she get? She gets something really cool here, right?
She gets $500 thanks to our friends at LG because they're doing a very cool thing at the Rutgers game.
Yeah, Friday with Scary.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, they're taking on the Washington Huskies. Friday night's a blackout game. Everyone's going to be wearing their black. And LG is taking over the halftime show with the Life's Good halftime show. They're going to be having fireworks and music. I cannot wait. We'll see you there 8 o'clock Friday night at Rutgers with LG.
There you go.
Nice.
Congratulations. You want some tickets to the game? We can throw those in, too, if you want.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us. Another song on that.
Yeah.
That I liked better.
Mm-hmm.
Could it have been...
Oh, yep. Yeah.
A little House of Pain? I think it was. A one-hit wonder. It's really funny. When you do these one-hit wonder contests, people start texting, saying, no, no, they have more hits than that one. No, they didn't. We know what a hit is.
Yep.
You may like them. We're talking about hits. This was a hit. Their only one.
Pack it up, pack it in. Me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up past the ceiling. Monstrous or bunk up. Someone's fucking jump. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky. Amps in the trunk. And I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got rock from the kids on the hill. With my mom and my pops. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down your seat and jump around. Jump around, jump around, jump around, jump up and get down. Jump, 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 everybody jump, 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 jump. I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hump. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes and the bottle's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I return. Shotgun. Shotgun, but if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death, trying to step to me, you take your last breath, I got the skill, come get your fill, cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill, I came to get down, I came to get down, so get out your seat and jump around, jump around, jump around, jump around, jump up and get down, jump, 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 jump.
Alright, alright, that was a great one-hit wonder. House of Pain. You know it was on that list. You know the song you forgot.
What I forget?
Da Dip by Freak Nasty.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Their only hit.
This goes out to all the women in the world.
I wonder why.
You know it don't even matter your age. Don't even matter your color. Your fellas, I ain't forget about y'all. This is for everybody to like the name. Just listen to what I'm saying and do it and take a chance. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. Y'all remember that down low. Just put a little dip with it. Now roll those hips with it. Pop it, push it, rock it, roll it.
so good, you must admit you like this. Yeah, y'all know the song. So come on, won't you sing it? I'll put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. You put your hand up on my hip. When you dip, I dip, we dip. I put my hand up on your hip.
Wondering why? I'll tell you why. It's One Hit Wonder Day. And there you go. Freak Nasty. We'll put that away until the next time we play the game. Okay. There you go.
Love it.
Put your hand in your hip. I dip, you dip, we dip. Yeah, I just got this memo from the ER staff down the street at the hospital. It says, just so you know, nothing accidentally goes in your butt. Think it through, people.
Yeah.
What is the number one thing they pull out of people's butts in ER rooms?
Oh, according to our pathology assistant friend, it's shampoo bottles.
Shampoo bottles.
Yes. How the hell? Oh, wait.
Don't
are
ask.
They, are they travel size?
No. Oh. There's a range.
The 3.5 ounce size?
Yeah. I mean, really?
Because maybe that was an accident?
No, but at least I can see that fitting.
Right.
No, the other ones I can't see fitting. I got some big, thick ones at my house. I don't think those are going anywhere. I'm sorry, guys.
If it has a pump on it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, just a memo from the ER department.
Important.
What was her name, the pathologist?
Nicole and Jemmy.
She was awesome.
Oh, yeah, she was awesome.
She's amazing.
Well, she talked about, you know, finding bodies and doing crime scenes and this. I mean, some of the stuff she talked about on the show, people were, like, turning purple and vomiting. But you had her on your podcast. Yes. I found that was probably one of my favorite podcasts you've ever done.
Thank you. I loved it. She's so funny. Yeah. And when, you know, she's not bound by the regulations of the show, she was talking about all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically that, though.
Scary, what are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, I'm going back and forth. People are trying
to... Are you entering data? No, are you doing a data entry? Like no, are you making extra money by entering data?
I'm taking some people to school because they think that certain songs were one-hit wonders. They were not
but everyone has an opinion, Scary.
Yeah, but I'm stating facts.
So only you know if it was a one-hit wonder or not.
House of Pain was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, they were. You know, I guess people have different philosophies about what a hit is. You know, to us, a hit is one thing. Maybe it's something you don't think of it. You think of a song being a hit because you like it a lot and you played it a lot. So it's a hit in your house.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about what's on the charts and this and that.
The radio.
But I'm not going to say that we're the experts, but Scary just winked at me. Yes, I am. Wink.
That typing was so hardcore. It sounded like that cat on the keyboard meme that we always see.
Well, that follow-up Shamrock and Shenanigans was a dud.
Okay.
I don't think Ice Ice Baby Vanilla Ice was a one hit wonder.
Well, what else did he have?
What other hit did he have?
I don't remember the other.
Okay. Exactly.
But he was around a very, very long time.
He still is.
They were all stiffs. They were all stiffs. The only one that was a hit, Ice Ice Baby.
He's still around. He's just not doing hits.
What were the other ones called?
You're part of the problem.
He had that one about the turtles. What was the Ninja Turtles?
Oh, Go Ninja, Go.
Ninja, Go.
That was on the radio?
Wasn't a hit.
It was not a hit.
Oh, okay.
I remember Robbie Van Winkle, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yes.
I interviewed him on, I had a national show called Hitline USA. Mm. It was on every Sunday night for an hour. And it was on like 300 and something radio stations, sponsored by Pepsi.
Oh, cool.
And we had him on once, and Ice Ice Baby was the hugest song in the world then. So he, you know, it didn't stink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I said, God, you know what? You're doing all these interviews. I've asked you all these questions. Is there any question out there, Vanilla Ice, that people have not asked you that you would love to talk about? He paused and he said, well, Elvis, this is your job. You're supposed to come up with the questions. Oh. I said, all right. Well, thanks for being here. Good night.
That was it. Really?
That was it.
Oh.
I'm like, what a rude effort, that man.
He always seemed like he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, he's a grown man now.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, he was just a little, you know.
How old was he when that song came out?
I don't know, 74.
Did you ever interview Snow, who gave us Informer?
No.
Licky Boom Boom Down?
Was he a good interview?
I don't remember.
You're just asking,
just asking. Because we have the one-hit wonder songs that align with your Zodiac sign. If you'd like that.
I'm a Leo. What is my one-hit wonder
yours
song?
Is I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
Boss, yeah.
Yes.
What
about Gandhi?
What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
So you are Tub Thumping by Jumba Wumba.
Oh, I get
one
the jerk.
One hit jackasses.
Now, Froggy, what's your sign?
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
You would be Hit 'Em Up Style, Blue Cantrell.
See, I like that song.
I love that song.
I love that song.
Scary Aquarius, Blue Dabadi, Eiffel 65. Nate, what are you?
What are you?
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
You are Black Velvet by Alana Miles.
Ooh. Yeah, that was a huge hit. All right, that's
well. He's singing better than she did almost.
Good job, guys.
Yay! Oh, yeah. I love this song.
So this is your song?
No, this is Scorpio. Froggy.
Froggy, this is you. Hit him up style.
Thank you.
Blue Cantrell.
While he was teaming, I was teaming in the beamer, just steaming. Can't believe that I call my men cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way, I grabbed and Mia, and as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Ooh, there goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I had, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own. When you might wanna get up.
One hit wonder.
Yeah.
Someone sent a text. Blue Cantrell had another song with Sean Paul. It wasn't a hit. So, Danielle, you're Aries.
Yeah, so that would be Come On, Feel the Noise, Quiet Riot. But Quiet Riot wasn't that one hit wonder.
Oh my God. Okay, give me the list of the Quiet Riot hits.
Bang Your Head, Party All Night, Love's a Bitch. Come on.
Wait, hold on, hold on now. Bang Your Head.
Yeah.
That was a hit.
See? So they're not on one hit wonder. Oh, who's right and who's wrong? Scary.
Well, he didn't write that list.
Nope.
Who wrote this list?
Dr. Dave.
Give us the medley of their hit.
See, I was right. I knew I was right.
Bang Your Head. Hit.
Nate's favorite.
Was this number one, Eerie?
What about Girls Rock Your Boys? Girls Rock Your Boys! You're right.
Come on,
oh,
Feel the Noise.
Oh, sorry.
That's Quiet Riot?
I thought that was that's why they thought they were one.
Yeah, that's their one hit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah!
Come On, Feel the Noise. C-U-M.
Come on, feel the noise.
That's how they spell it.
They did.
Girls rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild.
This is This is you and your Aries. Danielle, you go, girl. Hit the pole and dance.
Yeah. I used to love Quiet Riot and their few songs. And Poison.
Did you have like frizzy permed hair back then?
Oh my gosh, if you could see pictures. Oh
boy. I want to see, Gandhi, I want to see pictures of you with your perm.
Those are my Guidette days.
I can't wait. I think I saw one time and I was like, who is that person? Yeah, I did not recognize you. I loved it.
My hair came in the room first. The rest of me.
Well, there you go. By the way, if you want to keep on arguing with us about what was a hit, what isn't, you go right ahead. Spend your time thumbing on your phone, trying to prove us wrong.
That's like telling the chef how to prepare the dinner.
I didn't say that. It was scary that said that. I do not lay claim to what you just said.
When you wake up to Elvis Duran in the morning show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know, featuring Ray, Genesis.
At the door again, you know he'll beat the door down till you let him in the room. Since you already acquainted, you skip the foreplay, grips you at the neck as you prepare to be screwed. You try to muster a flare to tell somebody you're sinking, but anxiety is an index finger pressed to your lips. A whiskey bottle, it whispers, since you're already bitter, a cocktail fit for a quitter. Come here and give me a kiss. My pictures to make my waist look slimmer, make my look bigger so that I'm someone you aspire to. Let me in your algorithm, please. I know I'll only be important if I'm someone you would like for me to share and subscribe to. If you're thirsty like me, make some pity with some self-hate. Stir it up, then add 12 ounces of rosé. I'll make the glass half empty and drink it down. Close words and the insecurities, here lies a story of soul. She doesn't to pray for. Still just a heartbroken, but I traded the back of the nightclub I did for the bathroom floor. I wish I could call my ex. He would know just what to say. He don't say nothing at all now. I didn't lie. The only thing I rely on him to do is stay declining my calls. I was like lost in awe in the mirror. The devil works hard.
Custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Believer. Duran and the Morning Show.
About to go around the room. About to do some sound. That's what we're about to do. I'm looking into the future. I can see the future. The future is around the room and sound. Isn't that great how I did that? Hey, we talked about it earlier this morning. I want to bring it up again. Last night, watching Gandhi on the runway, Nicole Miller, the, the legendary designer.
Yeah, she has some awesome stuff, too.
She put some amazing, amazing clothing on the models last night, but it just wasn't a typical fashion show. Tell everyone what it was. You invited Danielle and me. We sat there on the front row at a fashion show, yeah. right on the walk.
I love that, by the way. God. I know you guys wanted to sit front row. I'm so happy you got to.
I'll never be able to go to another fashion show unless I'm on that row.
That's it. Oh, I know.
Anyway, back to you.
And you guys were great guests, by the way.
We really were.
You were. It was a catwalk for the Verma Foundation, and it is all about helping people who are struggling with hair loss through cancer or whatever it is that's going on in your life and you've lost your hair. We know that wigs are really hot, toppers can be really hot, and they're very difficult to install and keep up with. So Natasha came up with these hats that have real hair attached to them. You just put the hat on, and that's it. And they look amazing. They look so good. Yeah. You can style it if you want to. You can get all types of different colors. She's now partnering with professional teams. Like, there was a Jets hat yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. And if you go to the VermaFoundation.org, you can get all of the information there and see how you can help other people. If you want to donate, you can. They give these hats away. So
right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, this is not a profit thing. No. It's they're taking the money and the contributions coming in, and they're building these incredible hats with real human hair.
And you can design your own hat. Like, you can pick the color, you can pick the length of hair, the color of hair, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
What I loved most about last night, other than being with my girlfriends, Danielle and Gandhi, the courage of the women who stood before us, dressed in beautiful Nicole Miller outfits, right? Mm-hmm. But talking about their cancer journeys.
Yeah.
And saying, talking about how important hair is to you. And I've seen this earlier. A lot of people who probably haven't been through it don't understand that your hair is part of your identity. It's a major part of who you are. And you're going through the fright of cancer already. Then you have to be, the person with no hair now.
Right.
Who's going through chemotherapy and your body's going through these horrendous changes. And so what Verma Foundation's doing is incredible.
It really is.
You can wake up in the morning, just throw a hat on. It just so happens the hat has human great hair on the back of it. And you can walk out the house and feel good about yourself without having to mess around with a wig for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I love the one lady who said that she picked the pink hat because it matched the baseball uniform of her, I think it was her grandson or her nephew or something, because she knew she was going to go to all his games and she wanted her hat to match his uniform. Aww.
And then they took their hat with hair off and you saw what they look like as their hair is gone or growing back slowly. Mm-hmm. Beautiful women.
Oh,
what a
gorgeous.
Great night. Thanks. I cannot thank you enough for inviting us to this event.
Thank you guys so much for coming. And thank you, Elvis, for what you did.
Eh.
Yeah.
It's the Verma Foundation.
Verma Foundation.
V-E-R-M-A Foundation. You or someone you know going through cancer, maybe going through some chemo, maybe in need of hair, go online.
Yeah. See,
and if you just want to donate, donate. We did last night.
Yes.
And now I have lunch with Nicole Miller coming up.
It's so cool.
It's so awesome.
I cannot tell you, when I saw her walk into her fashion show, partially hers, but it's all her clothing, I'm like, oh my God, Nicole Miller, I mean, she was in my mother's closet and other women in my family and my circle of friends' closets, and I'm sitting in the same room as her, and she's a big deal in the fashion industry.
Hell yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking walking down the runway with her sitting right there too, just because I was thinking in my head, I wonder if this is what she wanted it to look like. I wonder if she had a totally different vision of what I'm wearing right now, with styled completely differently, different, all of it. But she was great.
Great night.
Yeah.
It was a moving night. I'm so glad we were there. And next year is going to be even better. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Are we invited next year?
I have a feeling we will be.
Okay.
At least you will be.
He guaranteed that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Big Daddy's running things.
Big Daddy's going.
No. Hey, let's go around the room. Some music for this around the room, and then Garrett has some sound coming up in a second. We'll start with you, Gandhi. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to say how much I love you guys. Just this entire room, we are such a good group of people who support each other and uplift each other no matter what is going on. Everybody shows up for one another, and I really appreciate it. I loved having you guys there so much yesterday. Now, Danielle's going to do her Hallows Scream, and I know we're all going to be there for that. We have a bunch of different events coming up, and I love that we get to do these things and give back, and that we do it together.
Yeah.
So you guys are the best. Thanks for always showing up.
Aww,
it's amazing.
Love you.
It was an honor to show up last night.
I was awesome.
Hey, Producer Sam, what's on your mind today?
All right, when I eventually start a fashion line, are you guys going to back me?
Speaking
of showing up?
Cool. Of course.
I'll come to your runway show if I get front row.
Okay, fair. You got yourself a deal. I need more practicality in fashion. These are new pants I'm wearing, and you guys, look at this. Why do more pants not do this? Look at the back.
What happened to it?
It's half elastic.
Well, what's wrong? I don't.
There's nothing wrong. It's cozy and practical, and not enough companies do this.
What's wrong? You could eat lots of pizza in those pants.
I could fit no matter what I eat the night before. It does, what you have for dinner, Sam, doesn't matter. I fit in these pants.
So these pants, just to give it some visual, those pants will go from a size what to a size what just by opening them up.
I feel like you go from like an extra small to like a small or large.
Yeah.
There's just comfort here, and I just feel like too many companies make us feel a little bad about ourselves because there's zero flexibility in their wear. So when I start my fashion line, this is going to be important to me.
Well, in kids' pants, you know, when you buy your little kids' pants, they have a little strap inside usually, and you can fix it because a lot of the kids' waists are too small or bigger.
I still need that.
I feel like they should really do that. Right? In adult wear as well.
Now all I need is someone to help me accomplish it. So if you have any talent, reach out.
For a lot of guys' pants are like that now. They're very stretchy. Yeah.
Really?
There are several lines. But I love Muggsy. Muggsy pants are. You can stretch them from a size 30 to a size 40.
They just make female clothes.
Maybe I'm exaggerating. I love that, though. And you look great.
Thank you. Aren't a lot of maternity pants like that, too?
Yes.
I'll just start shopping maternity pants. Problem solved.
They have a little stretchy. They need maternity clothes for before the bump. You should call it before the bump. Because you're in between.
Hey, Froggy, what's up with you?
So I don't know this person. I drive to work at the same exact time every day. I know that if I'm not at this one stoplight at 4:47 a.m. that I'm late. I have been seeing the same car at the same stoplight every single day for like the past 10 to 12 days. And finally today, me and this person made eye contact as if they realized that they're seeing me at the same time I'm seeing them every day. And we like waved at each other and acknowledged. And then we were on our way. But now I feel like we're kind of friends. And if I don't see them, I'm going to feel lost. If you drive to work at the same time every single day,
right?
You're just on that 1 minute thing where you know you're on time or you know you're late. And I made a new friend today.
I love that.
Wow.
We're creatures of habit. So we see the other creatures on the way. At that hour, they're all creatures pretty much.
Yep.
Hey, Straight Nate, what's up with you?
Okay. Huge congratulations. Second year in a row, the Erie Seawolves won the Eastern League. They're Eastern League champions.
Oh, yeah.
The Erie Seawolves.
Seawolves, yeah. They beat the Yankees minor league affiliate. The Somerset Patriots.
Oh my God. I love the Somerset Patriots. They're amazing.
I know. That's from my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
3-2. Anyway, congratulations, Eastern League champions, Erie Seawolves.
Sorry.
2 years in a row.
Sorry, Somerset Patriots. I love you more.
Hey, what's up there, Scary?
You know, a lot of times companies don't implement new policies to necessarily benefit the employee. So my friends are in between jobs, and they all see this one trend in their job hunt. They're saying that these companies take as much vacation as you want. There's no set vacation. Because they come to find that in their research that you will wind up taking less vacation because you feel guilty.
Not a chance.
So you may only take a week or two a year. But when you're given the latitude to take as much vacation as you want, it looks good on paper, but just know you're probably going to cheat yourself.
Like an all-you-can-eat buffet, is what you're saying? Too many shrimp.
I'd take a quarter.
Yeah, how many?
If they said, hey, Elvis, you can take off as much as you want, I'd never come in.
Yeah. I will get my work done efficiently from a beach.
That's it.
Technically,
that's
I'm taking off as much as I want. Yeah. And finally, our Danielle, who announced this morning her second annual Hallow Scream, October 23rd.
Buddy. That's my Around the Room.
At Blood Manor. Talk about it.
Okay, so if you weren't there last year, I know a lot of you said, oh my gosh, I wish I could have come. Why didn't I come? It was amazing. All of us, the entire morning show, was in the haunted house scaring you. We're all part of the attraction. Tickets are at z100.com/scream, so you want to go there. 100% of the proceeds go to St. Jude. 100% of the proceeds. It's all in honor of Joey Lorenzo, and it is October 23rd from 7 to 10 p.m., Blood Manor, New York City. Please join us. Look, if you're in Philly, take the train in and come and join us. If you're in Florida, take a plane in and join us. It is so worth it.
It's so, fun.
Z100.com/scream.
If you're from another planet, take a spaceship.
Yes, we love all servo. Come.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. As we get closer to October 23rd, I'm starting to think about giving them a couple of suggestions for my makeup this year.
Oh, okay.
Even though they are the experts.
They have the most amazing makeup artists.
Hey, Garrett.
Hey.
Sound. What do you have going on today?
All right, let's start with our friend Kelly Clarkson. Her talk show just got back this week, and she had Miranda Lambert on yesterday, and they were talking about their favorite artist and broke into song.
You can say that we're nothing, but you know the truth, and I guess I'm the fool with her arms.
Little Chapel Roan right there.
Wow. There you go.
Actually, Kelly's doing her show like out on the balcony of 30 Rock this week, too. So if you're walking by, you could see Kelly Clarkson doing her talk show.
You can see her?
Yeah. She's out. She's out on like the terrace.
Oh, really?
The terrace? You can see that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
As you're walking by. Linkin
Park. You mean on the marquee?
Not the marquee. Like outside, there's like a grassy area on top of 30 Rock.
Let's go work over there.
I didn't know they had a grassy area.
We need a grassy area, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. Linkin Park continues to put out some new music, too. So this is the anthem for League of Legends, the esports, I guess. That's
what? What are you saying?
Esports. League of Legends is a video game, and Everybody plays it. This is the anthem for that. It's called Heavy is the Crown from Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. They sound so good still.
Andrew said he had an amazing time when he saw Linkin Park last week with Josh. So we played this the other day. So Journey was at Rock in Rio. They had their lead singer who didn't do so well.
Do we hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Are you ready for the note? Here we go.
Wow. So he said, go on Facebook and vote if you don't think I should be the lead singer. So and that's not going very well for him.
Oh,
but
no.
Last night, if you saw America's Got Talent, it was the finale. They had all the finalists performing with some of their favorite artists. We played Richard Goodall at the beginning of the season. He performed the same song, Journey. But this time he performed with the entire band minus the lead singer.
Ooh, what a slam.
He stepped in for him.
Hitting the notes. Richard Goodall.
Yeah, and he was a janitor, too. So he went from being a janitor no more than 6 months ago to being a star on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
No spoilers from last night, by the way. We all know Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, right? Yeah. Biggest song ever. And we were just talking about Keith Urban yesterday and how nice he is. He was on with Fallon last night and gave his version of Espresso with a banjo.
Now he's thinking about me, but I know, isn't that sweet? I can go, she can't see, but I know.
Oh, it sounds really good.
Yes.
I love them. I love Keith Urban. Can we really get them on? Can we? Keith Urban and his wife.
Nicole Kidman. He has to bring Nicole.
Froggy.
I want them all on. Can we get them? Froggy, I want them all on.
Who? Keith Urban? I can get that done.
And Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, I don't know about, but Keith Urban, I can get that done. No
they
problem.
They come as a package.
Yeah, it's a package deal.
I can get that done.
Garrett, you're a good American.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Addison Rae in Diet Pepsi is getting a lot of attention. It's a racy video. I mean, you're feeding whipped cream to a guy with your feet.
OnlyFans page, here we come.
Oh, no, only feet.
Mercedes-Benz has an SUV for you. Whether it's the stylish GLC, the compact GLA, the three-row GLS, or the GLE and GLC plug-in hybrids. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmichael Conti marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeartRadio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
But I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot. Have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh, let me redeem, oh, redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Ooh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Ooh, sorry. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Straight.
Interesting things here. Our friend Jamie, who's been a producer at Light FM down the hall for, what, 13 years?
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah. Something like that.
She made a decision in life that a lot of our listeners are wanting to make as well. It takes a lot of courage. If she can, I'd love to talk to her about this on our show. Very interesting. Also, We didn't play the sound yesterday, did we?
We did not.
Okay, so did you see the sound or the interview with Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber, back in the day, did an interview, and this is when Billie Eilish was first kind of hitting the scene, and everyone knew that she was really going to be huge.
Yeah, and she was a Bieber fan as well. She grew up listening to him, and she loved Justin Bieber.
This came out several years ago. I'm going to quote from the Post, New York Post. Years old remarks Justin Bieber made about warning to protect Billie Eilish from the music industry have resurfaced in the wake of the Sean Diddy Combs arrest for alleged sex trafficking and racketeering. Bieber, who's 30 years old, shared his feelings toward Eilish in 2020 while speaking with Apple Music's Zane Lowe ahead of the release of his album Changes. Justin Bieber went into tears as he was telling Lowe about his own experiences in the music industry as a young artist. After becoming an overnight success at just 14, Justin Bieber signed to the record label of Combs' protege, Usher, in 2008. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I quote, "It was hard for me being that young and being in the industry and not knowing where to turn and everyone telling me they love me and then turning their backs on me in just a second. I just want to protect Billie Eilish." And he got very emotional. He said, "I don't want her to go through anything I went through. I don't wish that on anybody."
Yikes.
Wow. I wonder where that's going. Also, last night we went to this incredible gathering, and there were a couple of guys in line at the bar. Danielle and I were at the bar. Uh-huh. Surprise!
Hey!
And he, without giving up too much, he seemed like a very nice guy, but he said something to you that made me go, wait a minute. And then Gotti heard about it. We're like, well, hold on. Go ahead.
He was telling me, like, after the fact, he's like, hey, he's like, you know, my hotel is only a couple of blocks away. You know, you want to come back and party? And I was like, what? And then I go, yeah, I'm going to go home to my husband and my kids. And he's like, oh. He's like, but isn't that how it works? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, like, you know, everybody hangs out at a charity event and then, like, it leads to partying. And I was just like, Elvis is over there. If you could go and ask him if he wants to play. I sent him your way, Elvis. And at first, he didn't even know who I was. He just asked, oh, you have a cool accent. Where is it from? And then, eventually, I think he figured out who we were.
Yeah. But if someone invites you to their hotel to party.
Right.
To me, that's like, you're going to go get high.
Yeah. So right away, he's like, he wants you to do drugs. I go, what? Yeah, well,
we could be wrong. He could have just, and then when he said, hey, well, and you said, I'm married, I've got kids.
Yeah.
And then he says, isn't that just how it usually starts? That could have been just him being funny.
I guess. I was like,
okay, well, let me ask you this. So last night, you were talking about how you were a little, okay. But isn't there a little secret room in your head that's like, wow. Oh. This guy wants to, like.
I really didn't think of that.
He wanted a freak. He wanted a little freak off at the hotel.
Yeah. I didn't think of that, but okay.
A Danielle freak off.
Not going to happen.
I like that he said, isn't this how it starts? Charity events. We all get lit.
I know.
Yeah, he said, this is how it starts. We go to charity events. We get lit. And then we end up doing each other in a hotel room.
Is this what this guy does?
I don't know. You know me. I'm in Mr. He's innocent. He's just like messing around.
I think he got uncomfortable with the conversation a little bit because I wasn't going in the direction maybe he wanted, and I think he just starts saying stuff.
I love that. You threw me in.
I did. Elvis is over there. He might want
to
party with
Elvis. Will go to the hotel and party with him. Yeah.
Sorry.
Color me there. Our friend Jamie is here. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, we can.
Jamie has been at Light FM down the hall for, 13 years?
Just about.
And Jamie's been on our show several times. We've talked about the dating world and how you're out there looking for that guy. Because you want to start a family, you know?
I do want to start a family, yes.
And of late, you went through a couple of health things, which, you know, okay. So we heard the other day, Jamie has made a decision. Tell everyone the decision you made, and it was announced just a day ago, 2 days ago.
I literally quit my job. Like, just walked in there and did it.
I love it. I'm so proud of you. Happy for you.
There was no two-week notice.
I didn't even know how this worked. I went into my boss's office, and I just told him the truth. I've been having some